Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Ian Bremmer's book, Us Versus Them, The Failure of Globalism. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you see the news every day?
Sam, it really did. I mean, I've read a lot about populism, but Bremmer pulls it all together in a way that just clicked. He argues that the old left-right spectrum is basically dead. The real divide now is between people who benefit from globalization and people who feel left behind.
Right, and it's not just about economics. He talks about identity too, like who's an insider and who's an outsider. That hit home for me.
Exactly. And he starts with the end of the Cold War. That moment when everyone thought liberal democracy had won and globalization would bring peace and prosperity. But it didn't work out that way for a lot of people.
No, it didn't. The benefits were so uneven. I remember thinking about my own town growing up, the factory closed, jobs moved overseas. People felt betrayed.
That's the core of it. Bremmer says that resentment is what fuels populism now. It's not just about economics, it's about dignity and recognition.
And he's careful not to lump all populism together. He distinguishes between different kinds, which I appreciated.
Yeah, he says what unites them is this narrative. A corrupt elite has betrayed the people, and only a strong leader can fix it. That's why we see leaders like Trump, Orban, and others.
But what about the causes? He lists a few, right? Economic anxiety, cultural anxiety, and failure of institutions.
Those are the big three. Economic anxiety from job loss and inequality. Cultural anxiety from immigration and rapid social change. And institutions, government, media, banks, they all lost credibility after 2008 and the Iraq War.
The financial crisis really was a turning point. People saw bankers get bailed out while they lost their homes. That trust never came back.
And then social media made it all worse. Bremmer talks about how algorithms create echo chambers and spread misinformation. It's like we're living in different realities.
That part was frustrating to read because it feels so hopeless. But Bremmer does offer some solutions, right?
He does. He says we need to address economic anxiety by investing in education and a stronger safety net. And for cultural anxiety, we need to respect people's identities while still embracing diversity.
And rebuild trust in institutions. That's a big one. Transparency, accountability, and campaign finance reform.
Exactly. But he also says we need to change how we talk about politics. This us versus them framing is toxic. We have to see each other as fellow citizens, not enemies.
That's easier said than done, though. I mean, when someone thinks the other side is destroying the country, how do you even start a conversation?
Bremmer acknowledges it's hard, but he says democracy depends on the ability to disagree respectfully, and we need to find common ground.
One thing I really took away is that this isn't just a political problem, it's a human one. It's about our need to belong and our fear of the other.
That's the heart of the book. He ends with a call for empathy. The people on the other side aren't monsters. They have legitimate fears. We have to listen.
Yeah, that's the part that stuck with me. It's not naive. It's actually really hard to do. But it's necessary.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
And that's it for Us Versus Them. Sophie, what's your final thought?
That bridging the divide starts with recognizing our shared humanity, and that's a conversation worth having. We'll see you in the next one.